Lexington, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking many of President Trump's tariffs on foreign goods. A federal court saying the president overstepped his authority.
The administration says they were operating under this Emergency National Security Act, and the court says, no, you aren't. That the National Security Act was not built for something like this. It's really Congress's authority to give it to you, and you don't have it yet.
National security law and policy expert Ryan Goodman, the Trump administration quickly moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will immediately begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. China, the second largest country of origin for international students in the United States, behind only India. Elon Musk leaving his government role. He claimed he could cut $2 trillion from federal spending. That was quickly reduced to $1 trillion, then to $150 billion. Musk also criticized the president's spending plan, currently being debated in the Senate. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Planning Division will host three sessions today to gather public input on the City of Oshkosh's sustainability plan. The project team from the city will be on hand at each session to provide project background and will give an opportunity to see draft plan goals and provide input. The sustainability plan includes eight themes: energy, utilities and facilities, waste management, transportation, land use and economic development, environmental conservation, community health, education, governance, and outreach, and climate resilience. Sessions are planned for 12:30, 2:30, and 5:30 today at the Oshkosh Senior Center South Building. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opened a Title VI and disability discrimination investigation into the Green Bay Area Public School District. The investigation is based on a complaint filed by a Green Bay mother and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, who alleged that the district discriminated against an elementary school student with dyslexia because he's white. WILL claims the district prioritizes special education services to students based on racial priority groups, which are First Nation, Black, and Hispanic students. The complaint further alleges that the district discriminated against the student based on disability and failed to provide timely and adequate special education services. Lori Blakesley, Director of Communications and Public Relations for the school district, said the district has, quote, no comment as it is an ongoing investigation, end quote. See our story at WISS.FM for more details. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with an outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. Nice day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, highs in the upper 70s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, 53 degrees.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlan makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
What? It's not John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Good morning, everybody.
I'm John Mino.
Right. No, honey. So we told you yesterday, Johnny's out a little bit. I had a little surgery. Everything's fine. And we have Connie Feldman in. Now, I think if we got the video, I don't know how many of our listeners watch it on video. If they saw you, they'd know you.
Maybe. Well, I don't know if they know me like this. I'm in ball cap, you know. It's just not what I used to look like on air.
A little chill. But you were the news anchor.
Yeah.
At 5.
Local 5 News and Fox 11 before that.
And now you've been promoted to radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that really a promotion? No, like kind of a step back.
Well,
a little bit?
No. The hair and makeup routine is much preferable.
Yes,
but you've done radio before.
I have.
Well, welcome. This is gonna be fun. Be here all day today.
Glad to be here.
We wanted to reach out, get the best, and you're here. So, and then tomorrow we have Daryl Burnett that's going to sit in.
Oh, wow.
He was another news anchor, and yesterday Bill Jartz was here. So it's
You got the TV crew.
We got the TV crew going on. So it's amazing how much you all know about radio.
I think
some of you came maybe through that venue. I don't know.
Most of us have been radio. It's the heartbeat.
It is. Still is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially at Civic.
Civic Media.
So anyway, today, I'm glad you're here. We're going to talk a little bit about your background. And you're living in Shawano now?
I'm originally from Shawano.
Oh,
I live in Green Bay.
All right, well, that's cool.
But yeah, I'm a Shawano gal.
They got it going on up there.
Shawano is an amazing place.
It is.
Yeah.
We've had some people on here from Shawano. And for people, look, I know... mortgages and things are expensive right now, but if you want to get that cottage, Shawano is still not a bad deal.
No.
Compare that to Door County or Elkhart Lake. You have a number of lakes there, right?
I grew up on the Wolf River.
Okay, so
and then
you
realize you're kind of spoiled. You know, I grew up with water all around and being able to enjoy water, and then you move away and you realize, well, not everywhere in the country has that recreation.
And I would just encourage people to, I mean, that's a great place to recreate, Shawano.
Yeah.
I don't think maybe people see it every Door County. And just
Shawano Lake alone has so much going on in the summer and the winter.
Yeah.
You know, ice races.
But you're loving Green Bay.
I love Green Bay.
So do I.
I'm a Northeast Wisconsin gal through and through.
Yeah. You got some texts coming in already this morning.
Wow. Aha! That's a good one. Third one. You can read it.
No, I'll read these. Good morning from Vicky. Good morning, Vicky. Hi, Connie. That's from Ricky. And text from Sarah. Did she vote for Jim?
Oh, I can't disclose that on the air.
That means no.
I will tell you, I've interviewed Mr. Mayor a few times back in my day.
What
was the general consensus in the newsroom about that time in the city?
Well, you know, it was actually Jim was a really good mayor as far as the media was concerned. He was always available, and he would talk to us. He wouldn't always give us the information we were digging for.
What?
But he would talk, you know, and that's what you want. You want someone who's going to get up in front of the camera and say whatever he can,
right?
Which he did. You know, he can't divulge certain things. We understood that, but at least he would get back to us. He would talk, and he was great that way.
At I think that's important for all mayors, right? Just to get out. And even if you can't say something, you'll be there and don't hide. You know, we tried to get the mayor, they didn't respond. Try to get the mayor, they didn't respond. It's like, that's not a good idea because
it just looks bad.
It does. It looks, and then it looks like you truly are hiding something. Whereas I would just tell you, look, you know, now's not the time to disclose that. But yeah, I will say this about Green Bay. I don't have a lot of experience with the media, but I did, you know, have a 16-year run with them. They're pretty good people.
Yeah.
And they would tell me sometimes, like, I got a job to do. You know what I mean? Well, and I'd be like, I get that. Yeah. You know, and I'll help you. But look, I can't tell you when we're going to buy it or not buy it or sell it or whatever we're going to do.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, you're on a tight deadline. You get your assignment at 9:30 in the morning and you have to be on air by 5. So you need to know yes or no if somebody's going to talk.
And one of your competitors, a couple of them would come over sometimes and say, I need a story. Like they didn't come in with a question.
What am I?
They're just like, help me come up with a story. There's nothing going on.
Well, there that's the nice thing about the size of the town of Green Bay too, is when you've been in the media long enough, you know, you get to know people and you have your quote unquote sources, but you know, you're friends with the police, you're friends with the mayor, you know, and you develop this relationship where you can call them and they're accessible.
Yeah. I think we've been very fortunate with some of the media people. So today, 29th. What it's alligator day? What does that mean?
Well, you celebrate alligators, I would guess.
Okay.
Do you eat alligator? That's good. I've had that. But I mean, is that what you're supposed to do today?
Does it taste like chicken?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know, it tastes like alligator. but I wonder if that's okay.
I don't think you would eat an alligator to celebrate Alligator Day. I don't believe so. I think it'd be more like celebrate the animal that is, habitats, all that kind of crap.
So not the shoes. Not
the shoes. Or
do you have boots or you have snake boots?
Right? Yeah, eel
boots.
I have eel and snake. Alligator boots are expensive. Alligator boots. Those are my only alligator story.
Oh,
I don't have a lot of them. No, this is a good one. Do you remember?
I'll be the judge.
This was maybe 7 years. It was during COVID, I think. This guy was walking his dog along this pond.
Oh yes, I do
in
remember
Florida.
This. I do remember this.
Story was written by a writer in Texas, which was weird that he covered the story. And I ended up. So what happened, Todd, was this guy was walking his dog and an alligator just jumped out and took his dog and he went in the water.
And beat him up, right?
He did. Opened it up. It was pretty cool to see.
I'd do that for my dog.
So would I. And so I called the reporter. And of course, I was unemployed. I had nothing else to do. I thought, I'm going to do something. I wasn't here yet and I wasn't at TC yet. I just was like, I got to do something. So I called the reporter, super nice guy to Dallas. We talked about Coach McCarthy, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I said, look, I'd like to talk to this lady because I really can't give you her contact information. I can't give you her contact information, which I understand that. Yeah. He said, give me your contact information and I'll send it to her. And he did. And she called me. And I said, hey, look, Green Bay, and I just think that's great. What happened? It was her husband that did that.
Okay.
And I said, look, I'd like to send you some money for vet bills. And she goes, well, we've actually got that covered. I think they got a lot of money. And she said, if you could just make a donation to, it was some preserve, you know.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, that was cool. That's my alligator story. So it was. Todd's a judge. Okay. No bell. That means it wasn't very good. Okay. All right. You top that. What's your alligator?
No, I
wore boots. Yeah. I wore boots. I ate alligator. How's that?
I've got an alligator story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Go for it.
We're camping in the Everglades in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it was at night and we're, you know, let's find some place and just pitch a tent. It's late. So we did. Everything was fine. But when we woke up in the morning, we looked in the back of our tent. We were right up against these mangroves. And there's alligators all over.
No, thank you.
We're like, what were we thinking?
No, wow. Thank you.
No. Are they afraid of you? Like,
no.
Do they run away?
Or? No. Nope.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Total girl from Northeast Wisconsin not
Absolutely.
Thinking about alligators.
Yeah.
Nah.
Wow. All right. Well, so it's Alligator Day.
Yes.
What else we have today? Biscuit Day.
Mm-hmm. Biscuits and gravy?
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah?
I was thinking just biscuits. Oh, yeah, that's good. God, paperclips have their own day.
They do?
Paperclip day.
Yep.
Love them.
That.
What's wrong with a paperclip? There's like a multi-tool.
That's, yeah.
You could do so many things with that thing.
And I have.
Okay.
Here's your poll question today. What's the oddest thing you've done with a paperclip?
No, I don't want to hear it. No, too early, too early. 6:14. Nope. Better sleep month. This is important.
It is important.
And when you go in for physical health or mental health, not that I've been to both, but sleep always comes up.
I've been looking, just tracking my Fitbit lately so much, checking my REM sleep, my deep sleep, because it is so important, and I've never gotten enough sleep, but I'm really focusing on it lately. But I have to get up. I have to go to bed really early to try and get enough sleep. But it makes a huge difference. It really does.
What's enough sleep?
For me, it's about 8.5 hours.
Oh, my God. If I would sleep 6 hours, I'd think I was dead.
Yeah, I used to average about three.
Well, I have more than that, but probably five hours, yep. And a half hours.
Yep.
I really like to get 6 or 7. I really do. And I don't always, but if I do, total difference
it
in
is.
Life.
It is.
That. But I will say.
But you also take a nap.
I was just going to say.
You get a nap after the show every day.
It'd be interesting.
And then I go to work at like, 10, 10:30 at the shelter. I'll go home and sleep for a half hour.
See you with 8 hours sleep. I wonder.
But what I'm saying, Connie, it won't happen. I mean, even if, I don't set the.
Well, everybody needs a different amount. Maybe you just need.
But I'm saying your body gets into a rhythm. And on Saturday, Sunday, when I don't have to be here, I still get up at the same time.
Make coffee.
So, but you get, the older you get, the less sleep you need.
Well, it kind of peaks.
No, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
Because you need a lot of sleep when you're a kid. And then, but as you get older, in your 60s, you don't need as much sleep.
One thing our listeners know, Connie, is don't take anything these two say as, like Bible, because it's not.
Yeah,
you got a text, by the way, Jim. It said, Jim, I was attacked by an alligator in Bellevue. Didn't make the news, but I will get you my Venmo, Brian.
He's accepting donations.
That is funny. That's funny. This guy's
thanks, Brian.
Great listener, and he is funny. He listens, takes copious notes when he's listening, because he sometimes references things like, 8 months ago, it's like, wow. You're right. I did say that. So, Brian, well, I want to see the video first, just like I did with that little dog in Florida. So that's more important. What else do we have going on? Paperclip Day and Better Sleep Month. We've had people on here from, it's not the sleep. Is it HME? It's a home medical equipment.
Yes. Yeah.
They were in here a couple times.
They're going to be in next week, actually.
Like,
yep.
The president of the place. I mean, I don't have the percent in front of me, but a huge percent of their business. I mean, they got wheelchairs, beds. I mean, you go to that place, it's, is
sleep apnea.
It is.
Yep.
That little room.
Yeah.
It's probably like the pharmacist in a store, because all the money's in the pharmacy, And I think that sleep apnea, it only takes up that much room. It doesn't, it's that big of equipment. And man, do they go through that stuff. You got to make appointments now. And so I'm into that. And John talks about it, but he's never done it.
Well,
a lot of stuff like that.
That's the thing. Sleep, when you talk about TV, you're working crazy shifts. I know for a period of time, I was the weekend anchor. And then I was also doing the morning show 3 days a week. So between I'd get off the air Sunday night, and I'd have to be back in, at 2-3 in the morning on Monday. And you're filling in for people, and you just have to get used to being able to survive on what you can get.
But what I think would be really difficult, and you had a pretty consistent schedule towards the end, but there's a guy at the shelter, and he works 2 weeks days and 2 weeks nights. That's got to be tough on your
body. That's got to be tough.
And you can't, especially, everybody, but especially those people, I mean, they can't be any Ambien or anything. I mean, they are drug free over there.
Well,
But that's an adjustment, right?
And you have to be in bed like 6-7 o'clock at night. You're going to be up at 2.
Yeah. I remember talking to your early morning reporters.
And
I would say, did you like the city deck and this? Did you go to this event? And they're like, no, I was in bed. They miss so much at that 5 o'clock stuff. You're up at 3. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, we're so glad you're here, Connie. This is going to be a fun day. We got a lot going on here. We got Shane Raymaker coming in. We're going to talk about some community golf outings.
I'll have an update on Mino as far as how he's doing. And also, do you have any Mino stories that you can share that he won't necessarily hear?
Oh, I have so many Mino stories.
Okay, well, get a couple ready.
Whether I can share them, that's...
share them. We will give you the green light on that. All right. And of course, we got the guys coming in from the dispensary. They're going to give us a little talk on events that are going on with them. Blue Ribbon Baseball. So Brian Brick will come in to talk about that. And, of course, Spencer Nolan Young. He's the one who painted these two portraits on our wall here. So anyway, we're going to have a fun day today. Again, Connie Feldman is in the house. We'll be right back.
The kids are rocking. new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Celebrate summer with the Brewers at Tropical Day at the ballpark on June 14th. Presented by UW Credit Union. Bring beach vibes and score a Brewers straw hat with a theme night ticket. Get yours now at brewers.com/theme nights.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich. Served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign. So we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is this guy awesome or what?
Elton John.
We both grew up with him. We were talking about that at the break. Yeah. And she said, that was my first album. I'm like, that was my first A-track.
I chose that because we were talking about alligators, and I couldn't think of a song that had an alligator in it.
Alligator rock. Nice.
Closest I could get this
That
morning.
Is actually really good.
I know. So, that's why I got the gig.
I know. That's why I'm on this side of the glass.
I had to give you some crap this morning. So if anybody's watching, it's kind of hard to see because it's behind his super of his name there. But he's got some cold coffee drink this morning.
I do.
Which Jim has never brought in the studio before. And so I wanted to have details on it. What's going on with that?
Rise and Grind opened up right next to us. Right here on Washington Street, right next to our studio. And I have a show on Sunday called Lean Local. It's on from 2 to 3. Most people just go to Spotify or go to Civic Media, to the app, and download it. Mm-hmm. But not a lot of people listen to it from, 1 to 2. Maybe that's why they don't listen to it, because it's 2 to 3.
I was just going to say, do you know what time your show is on?
No wonder nobody's listening. It's the wrong time. Okay, guys, it's 1 to 2. No, I...
But you meant 1 to 2 listeners.
Welcome to the mind it's off an hour. And I do the tapings on, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
And I did Bill Jarts yesterday. Of course, he's leaving. A friend of yours, I'm sure.
He is, Clintonville connection.
Great discussion. And then after that, I interviewed the mayor of DePere, which is going to be on a week from Sunday, about the Southern Bridge. That's a big project going on here in Green Bay, Brown County, $183 million. Well, anyway, when they come in, we have coffee here, but it's kind of cheap. Do you like it?
I like it. It's better than what I brought in.
Yeah, wow. I shouldn't say that.
Feel free to buy some, Jim.
I was going to say, I like the stories about how I bought everybody else coffee. I said
to you guys, what do you want? So we went next door. Kyle went next door and got coffee for everybody. So this was yesterday's coffee, but it was iced coffee. It wasn't like hot coffee.
Right.
It was iced coffee.
Was it good? Did you like it?
I love it. They have,
he's addicted now.
Americano is what I got.
I don't know about next day coffee, iced or hot. Yeah.
I'll drink it.
You want to try it?
No.
Connie, you've worked in a newsroom and radio station. You just drank whatever was in that coffee pot.
I will drink whatever I need.
Right. That's right. Right. Yeah.
Freshly. When you come in, you know, would you like some freshly burnt coffee? Yeah, that's what we have here in the morning.
You can smell it when you walk in the door.
We do have good coffee here. I'm just giving them a hard time. But we don't have all the flavors. Next door, sure. I mean, what do they have there? 30?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just interesting who you will buy coffee for and who you won't buy coffee for. Mary DePere? Gotcha. Todd Michaels, producer who works his butt off for you. Connie Feldman, long time.
No, just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right, let's move on here. So, birthdays. This is not my strong suit. Of course, not much is here, but I don't know any of these people except one.
I know two.
That's right.
Yeah.
Latoya.
Yeah.
So let's start with, Connie, you read it off the first. Right. Whose birthday?
Lisa Welchel is 62.
62. Blair, Facts of Life.
Yeah. Facts of Life. Remember the TV show, The Blonde? Yeah.
Blair, Tootie, Joe.
Yes.
Okay, she was Blair.
She was Blair.
Yeah.
Did that old lady there die? They're like the house mother?
Charlotte Russe, I believe, was her. Yeah.
I think we talked about that.
Okay. Charlotte's gone.
Charlotte Russe.
It's Charlotte Ray. Charlotte Ray. And then, of course, Sandy Duncan took over for a while, didn't she?
Oh, that's right.
At the very end. Yeah. Was it Sandy Duncan? It was somebody like that.
But Mrs. Garrett, yeah.
Yep, Mrs. Garrett. And, of course, she came from which TV show?
She was awesome.
She was. That show was a spinoff of Different Strokes.
Oh, that's right.
Because she was the maid. That's right. And it was so popular, they took her and spun her off.
Yes, yeah. I love that.
I think Mino would be proud of me this morning.
Yes.
Melissa Etheridge is 64 today.
My idol. Melissa Etheridge. Female rock star, Melissa Etheridge.
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't ask.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, what does she do? Like, what's her song that I would know? Start singing. Don't,
Oh, yeah. I'm the only one.
Lisa Hale's going to jump through the internet and kill you for this joke.
Funny story about this song.
I like the music. I haven't heard her sing yet.
Hold on. Let's give her a chance.
Okay.
Here she comes.
Warming up. Coming out.
Thunder
of applause.
Please, baby, can't you see my mind's a burning hell?
He has no idea.
Never heard it, no.
Lisa Hale's a huge fan. So
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Here's a great story. You know who Terry Barr is.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. She works.
We love her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She and I are in a closet rock band, have been for years.
What?
Yeah. She's a drummer. I'm a guitar player, singer, and I did a cover of that song. Melissa Etheridge, my idol.
I want a copy of that.
Oh, my gosh.
I want a copy of that.
Oh, there's video.
Are you? So, are you still performing?
We perform selectively. Let me say, me and Madison.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Chick Trip.
I didn't know that. She's never told me that.
No, Chick Trip is the name of the band.
Chick Trip. Trip.
A little spinoff on Cheap Trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought I didn't get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many people that when you get to know them, you know, just in a conversation, have some kind of musical tie.
Oh, yeah?
Like even across the street here, you know, Schreiber's $6 billion in sales. Mike runs a great bass player.
Yeah.
And I talk to people all the time, and they either got some connection, like this doctors in medicine that we have here at the Widener.
Yeah.
And it's just music is a big, big part of people's lives. Oh. I don't know if it is everywhere, but it sure is in this part of the world.
Well, and there's some amazing local talent here.
Oh,
yeah.
We try to feature that every Friday. We bring in someone that, you know, isn't a marquee name, but just getting started. They may be playing on the deck at behind Hagemeister, not on Fridays, but, you know, during the week. Tarl Knight owns the Tarleton, that place on Broadway, and he's bought two other places. He's got small venues for people to get started because we didn't have
fantastic.
That in Green Bay, right? Because you're not going to open up at the Meyer.
Yeah.
So you got Meyer 1,000 seats, and then you go to Widener 2,000 seats, and the next jump is Rush. So.
And Cody James will be joining us tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live music series. So.
He's the guy we have on.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic.
It's gonna be
you should come back. You know what?
That is a good.
You should join us and sing a song.
Yes.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
I think that's already been decided. That is a done deal.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, look at me opening my mouth.
Opening act.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll get back to a couple more birthdays. What is this, Anita Bryan?
No,
Annette
Bening. Okay, we'll get back to that. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Anita Bryan is still alive.
All right. Oranges. Connie the Mayor. We'll be right back.
It's only feeling.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 52-year-old Oshkosh man faces federal charges for obscenity and child pornography after a grand jury returned a 5-count indictment Wednesday. David Dejanovich allegedly received obscene visual depictions of the sexual abuse of children and child pornography in April of last year. On top of that, a press release said he reportedly did this while required to register as a sex offender under federal and state law. If convicted, Dejanovich faces a mandatory 15-year to 40-year prison sentence on each count and an additional 10 years mandatory imprisonment if his status as a sex offender is proven. State Republicans introduced legislation that would require the Universities of Wisconsin system to offer 24-hour access to virtual mental health providers. The bill, introduced by State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Todd Novak, is based on a program already offered at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not, however, include funding for the program. UW system officials say their current mental health services funding is set to expire in June, and they've included continued funding in their biennial budget request. A package of bills has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature aimed at protecting pollinators across the state. Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state's native insect. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with an outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. Nice day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, highs in the upper 70s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, 53 degrees.
We believe your stories matter because here at WISS, your stories are our stories too. Our award-winning news team of Lisa Hale, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr cover the issues that affect your life every day, the stories that shape your world. You'll hear it on the air, read it online, and see it on social media, wherever you are. Real news, great conversation, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, connected to you and your community. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
On this show, we talk about one of Green Bay's greatest, Bill Jarts, WBAY anchor for 40 years, shares his story and experience.
Sunday afternoon. If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, to catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule, listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino and, well, Mino's off today, getting a little surgery. He's doing fine. We're happy for, we got great text from him.
Connie and the Mayor this morning.
It's Connie Feldman. You like Feldman and the Mayor? You like Connie and the Mayor?
I like Connie and the Mayor.
I like Connie and the Mayor.
All right. Yeah. That's the name of the show from here going forward. Hey, we got a nice text and somebody else is a Melissa Etheridge fan.
Now, you know who the Eagles are, right?
That I do.
Okay.
That I do.
Seeing Melissa Etheridge and the Eagles.
Wow.
At Alpine Valley. Are you
kidding
me?
Oh, my gosh. That would be epic.
Oh. Yeah.
Terry, thanks for texting in this morning.
Hell freezes over to her. Wow.
Do you remember that tour?
I
it was big.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
The Eagles were never going to come back. And then hell froze over and they did a tour together. And they had a country album come out around the same time. And no, nothing?
No.
They weren't at the Carlton?
No.
Okay.
Do you remember the Carlton West?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I used to work there.
Yeah.
So when these guys drop names and all these people that I never heard of, I remind them of, you know, the Mills Brothers, you know.
Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick.
Okay. All right.
My favorite of all favorites.
Oh, my God.
Not Liberace wasn't there. He was the Polish Prince.
Polish Prince. Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Roses are red. Right. Bobby Vinton.
Bobby Vinton. Wow. Oh, my God. He can play so many instruments.
You must have really loved him.
I did. I saw him.
I don't even remember his name.
He's still around. He lives in Florida. He is an unbelievably talented musician.
I'm thinking of Neil Sedaka, who did Breaking Up Was Hard to Do.
Yeah, he's
Neil Sedaka did that.
Yeah,
he's.
But same kind of thing.
Maybe. No. Apples and oranges. No way. Bobby Vinton is an entertainer. Neil Sedaka comes out. Hello, Green Bay. You know, just this canned show.
I've been doing radio 35 years this year. Okay.
Wow,
I don't think I've ever had a conversation about who is better, Bobby Vinton or Neil Sedaka.
Well, I sound a little bit old. All right, everybody. Turn up your hearing aids to 9. To 9. We're rolling here.
Yes, Liberace sounds
good.
Yes.
Man. Woo.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And did Melissa Etheridge and the Eagles start this?
They did.
They'd be really offended.
Yeah.
By that.
That's right.
All right. So next.
All right.
Birthday list. Who is?
Let's see. Annette Bening. Great actress, right?
In what? Would I know her?
Well, she was married to, you know. The guy.
Okay.
Yeah, she was married to that guy.
All right, cool. All right, let's move on.
She's been in American Beauty. She's been in The Grifters, The American President, The 20th Century Women. Tons of movies.
Okay, well.
Yep. The Great Outdoors.
Who decides? I always wondered about that because there's a lot of birthdays today, right? And people must be hurt when you see that today's birthday. If you're not one of the special people, but you feel you should be in that list.
Yeah.
Like who's the person or the company or do they lobby to, don't forget it's my birthday tomorrow. Do they send things? You know what I mean? Because I'm sure there's other people that are a lot more famous than Annette Bening.
Well,
she's pretty famous.
Yes,
yeah. She's very famous.
Warren Beatty. That's what I was thinking of. She's married to Warren Beatty.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Okay.
Who's Warren Beatty?
No, I don't. He was in a great, great movie that I was just taken by where he's this rich guy and then he goes and plays football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was one of my favorite movies growing up. Don't you? Come on. He was a super wealthy guy and then he could. Anyway, all right. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, let's go on.
Yeah, okay. So
LaToya
Jackson.
LaToya
Jackson, yep. Absolutely.
69 today, and then John Hinckley is 70.
So why does Hinckley get in this category? Guys, you shoot the president and you got to honor your birthday? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, he's got notoriety. Well,
that is true. Yeah. Nut job.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what else we got going on here? Free tickets Friday.
The movie tomorrow. Was Heaven Can Wait?
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
That is a good movie.
Great. Never saw it.
What?
Never saw it.
Connie?
No. I've heard of it.
It's a great.
All right.
The guy who says he doesn't know who Melissa Etheridge is, wondering why we haven't seen Heaven Can Wait.
That is, I'm telling you, I remember the first time I watched it, I'm like, wow, this is, I love this.
I'm going to write it down.
I think it was what took me, super wealthy guy that.
Is that what interested you?
I wonder what made me, because I'm not a big football player, but he went and played football.
That's what it was.
It was very interesting. Okay. Hey, tomorrow's Free Ticket Friday, right?
It is.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Got a chance to win 4 tickets for the Crew. Saturday, June 7th, taking on San Diego. That will be the game that you'll be playing for.
Isn't that Wow. Yeah, they got good seats too. I mean, it's four tickets. We give these away
Club
every
level.
Friday.
Club
play
level.
In San Diego. I wonder if Michael Chen will be there.
I was just going to say, that would be a great tie-in to talk about your old co-host, Michael Chen.
That ages you a little bit. And I told you this morning.
I'm loud and proud.
Okay. I just.
What was that early 2000s?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my co-anchor.
On Channel 11.
You know,
Fox 11.
I actually heard Bill Jartz talking about how he and Cammy didn't socialize a lot together. Right. Michael Chen and I, just the opposite. I mean, we hung out all the time. Chen and I, Terry, went on vacations together every year.
Wow.
I mean, we were.
How did you take time off together?
Well,
when you were at this on the same, you know?
You could do that back in the day.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, we worked weekends, so we had vacation during the week.
Gotcha.
I would be more like Bill and Tammy.
Yeah?
Like me and John.
Well, you know, I think maybe in earlier career.
Isker and Fiebert. Who is those radio guys, those TV Roger Ebert.
Siskel and Ebert.
One
of them's gone now, or maybe both of them. But yeah.
I mean, they didn't hang around.
Right.
They would just meet and talk about movies. They didn't even do any, like, pre-work.
Well, early, when you're young, you know, you hang out with all, because you're working crazy,
right.
You know, holidays, weekends.
So exactly.
Yeah. Once you get married and get a real life, then you tend to stay more with your family.
Get to a point where the honeymoon of the job you're in is a little over.
Yep.
Because when I started in radio, we were out every Friday, Saturday night having fun. And now it's like, I don't want to see anybody from this place on the
weekend. Do you remember the bowling alley under Channel 2?
Yes.
And we used to, meet the beer.
Yep.
That was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
Michael Chen was a good reporter.
He was a fantastic reporter.
I liked
him.
He was always.
Yeah.
And we should just, we'll see. Well, it's too early out there now, but we got to reach out to him. Because I haven't talked to him. Have you talked to him lately?
Not other than via Facebook, you know.
What is that?
On occasion.
What is Facebook?
Okay, let's move
on. What day part is he working in now?
Nights. Yeah.
So he's probably not up at 7 o'clock.
Nope.
Otherwise, I'd say, give me his number. We'll call him up later on the show.
Right. We could call him at like 10 to 9, which would be 10 to 7. He could do that.
Probably sleeping.
I'll see if I can DM, say, hey, can we call you?
Yeah. Right. That'd be great.
That'd be cool to talk to him because it'd have been a long time. Anyway, so this artist that's coming in today, I'm excited about him. Do you know Spencer?
You were just pointing out his work.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal.
It is.
Yeah.
This guy, when he comes in here, he's going to talk about where he's moving to, not moving to, his where his artwork is moving to. He does all those cleats that you see that the players get. They send them in from all over the NFL now.
Does all the fences over by Lambeau. That's all his work.
Really?
Yeah. Just incredible.
Oh, wow. And those cleats are incredible. I was working that display at the draft. Put my shoes right next to him to take a picture.
I saw that.
I saw something or heard the draft. Tell me, that took over a year planning.
Oh, 10 years.
Sucked the energy out of every day on the media. There was like nothing going on. Like my wife said, I don't think people in Green Bay know the Pope died. Because it was like a week before the draft. But what did you think? Rate that for me, an A, B, C. I ask everybody that. The chief was in here. The mayor was in here. How do you see that from your eyes as media?
Oh, I was blown away. I was just, you know, I was concerned, you know, when the Super Bowl, when the Packers went to the Super Bowl in the 90s and we had all the national attention, I wanted people to know there's more about Green Bay than just football and cheese. I was so impressed with the way Green Bay represented itself on a national stage. I was working the draft. I was one of those community people. And, you know, everybody, you know, hey, welcome Bears fans. Welcome. You know, it was phenomenal. And everybody we talked to, I can't believe Green Bay. This is such a cool place and so friendly and so welcoming. I was really proud.
That's great. And I think it went perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just think it couldn't have gone any better in terms of inside the fence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think outside people, some of the vendors outside, even Bay Beach was wishing more people would have gone and experienced the city. But they had so much in the fence.
Oh, it was so much to do.
The Walter Payton Award and all those lockers of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And of course, my wife's in love with the guy from the Chiefs. So she took a bunch of pictures with
Is she in love with him or are you in love with him? You like him pretty well too.
I do pick the Chiefs. I do. I have won a little money on the Chiefs, so yeah, I think they're pretty good. But anyway, there was just so much to do there. There was really no reason to leave. Like, I didn't think the lines were that long. I don't know.
Oh no.
I just think they had the distribution of so many of these tents. And I just never, and I still think back to that, all the 200,000 people, it never felt like that. And the Packer games are only 80,000. It's like shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. So it was, but it was spread out. But I just thought the customer service there was unbelievable.
I thought it was really well run.
Yeah.
You know, well, I was working the gallery where there's, you know, the museum type thing.
Oh, okay.
And there was a line, but it was moving. Nobody was complaining. It was, you know, they didn't have to wait long. It
and I think
fantastic.
People were, right, when you get into those lines, like there weren't the gawkers there. Like they understand there's people behind me. I'm going to spend 30 seconds, 45 seconds looking at the, like the rings, right?
Yeah.
That was a cool display.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was
and
awesome.
The helmets.
Yeah. Just everything about that. So this is where I just don't want that to be over, you know? I just, why don't we have the footprint? We have the security. We got to do something else with that. Like we have to leverage that into something. I don't know. It's just something because it's, we can do it. I think there was a little hesitation by some community members. Not, I wasn't one of them, but can Green Bay do this? But I think it's just that can the little, whatever that train, whatever.
Thomas the Train?
Yeah. That they just,
or whatever. Can he get over the hill?
Right. Couldn't get over the hill.
And I think I can.
Right. Right.
Okay.
I knew I could, you know?
Right.
So we can do it.
We should do
it. One arrest.
We should do a Farm Aid. Headliner, Melissa Etheridge.
There you go.
Yep.
I'm done. Willie Nelson can show
Absolutely.
Up, right?
You know what?
Absolutely.
You get Willie Nelson there. So wouldn't that be cool?
Oh,
I don't know if it's
yeah.
We love farmers. But something like that and say, look, this is bigger than Lambeau.
Yeah.
This is bigger than 80,000 people. We're going to, because we can do it. We got, and especially if you do it in the summer. I know that we have access to the bowl in June, right? The way the contract works, or the mayor's renegotiating a contract, and I think one of the things he wants to do is get more dates for that. But you know, the Stones are touring.
Yeah,
you know, that would just—I don't know—we could do something more than
maybe a Bobby Vinton concert.
No, that,
just bringing the crowd. Out,
Bobby
right?
Vinton they, and we, Neil Sedaka.
Okay, now you're thinking
and Liberace's hairdresser.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
That is too big. That's too that day.
Well, you and I are on the same page. Green Bay has got a lot to offer, and on the world stage, people should know about how lucky we are here.
Right. And we got
because I think we know, right?
Yep.
As residents of Northeast Wisconsin, we understand how special this part of the country is.
Yeah.
Not just the state, but the country.
Yeah.
And but more people do need to know about it.
The only thing I would say, Connie, I didn't watch it on TV, right? I was there. But I talked to a friend of mine in Atlanta. Todd's heard this. And I was talking to them. I said, did you watch Draft? Oh, my God. We watched it, you know, cover to cover, whatever, from beginning to end all 3 days. I said, yeah, what'd you think? I said, watching it, besides the draft. Take football out of it. What else did you learn? Well, the fans really love the Packers. Not breaking news. And the Packers really love the fans.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay. And then a little, but I wish, as I said to Todd, Dr. Hunsaker runs our medical college here. I wish he would have introduced somebody to introduce a player. Just 30 seconds, you know. I don't think people know we have a medical college here. I don't think people understand the fishing that we have here. How it's like one of the best
world-class performing arts centers.
Right. So anyway, but it was this is okay.
There we go.
All right, Todd's get me calmed down now. I'm good.
That's what Bobby Vinton does to you.
I can
puts handle. You right to sleep.
You know,
is this guy awesome or what?
This brings me back.
See?
To what?
Infancy.
All right. Connie and the Mayor, we'll be right back. After then satin. Was light from the start. She wore blue velvet.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
But when she left, gone was the glow of blue.
I know. Let's just play this to the top of the hour. Another 8 minutes of Bobby Vinton. I'll take it.
There'd be cars going off the highway, people falling asleep behind the wheel. That is true.
He's got some more upbeat songs, but what I liked about him, and look, Paul Anka and Neil Sedaka. I've seen all those guys. Did I say that? We weren't talking about Paul Anka. We were talking about Neil Sedaka. They're all the same. But Bobby Vinton, just he works on that stage like you wouldn't believe. I don't know how many instruments he plays. He must play 20 instruments. So, I know you play the trumpet.
Yeah.
You've been playing for 30 years.
As you.
As did I. I kind of gave it up.
Oh,
you know?
No. Like see, I did with the piano.
He was asked to give it up.
Right? I was asked to give it up. Yes, sister. Yeah. Yeah. I wish I would have stayed with the piano more than the trumpet.
Yeah.
But my neighbor plays in the Pulaski Volunteer Band.
Okay.
And you're in the Village?
Well, it used to be the Alloway Village Band. Now that's the all-volunteer band.
We've had them on.
Yes.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And concerts are always free, and they're a really good concert band now.
And they have some plans to do more with that organization. They talked about a little bit. They want to, anyway, they really want to make that a very strong, profitable organization.
Well,
I think they can.
You were talking about young musicians, and one of the great things that AVB does is the concerts will always be free. That started with their founder, Bob Searing. But they take in people's old used instruments and they refurbish them and donate them to schools for kids who might want to play but need an instrument.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems we have in this part of the world or this country is that, what is this?
So
sorry.
We got two texts from Terry. One. Barmaid at the University of Minnesota this year. That'll be fun.
You know, that's very, very cool that they're doing that.
Yes.
And then he sent in a GIF, which is just basically a guy. Looks like he's at a ball game falling asleep, and it says Bobby Vinton concert. Yes.
Terry.
You're right, Terry. It's a snooze fest.
Terry's the guy that saw Melissa Etheridge and the Eagles.
That's right. So that tells you a little bit about his musical taste.
I'm with you, Terry.
You got to find a more. Due respect to Bobby Vinton. play one of his upbeat songs.
Okay, give me one. Without Help. Without Help, you give me a Bobby Vinton song that has any tempo to it.
All right, let me finish this show, and I'll tell you. I'll do it in the break.
I'll do it in the break.
All right, so Shane's in the house. He's going to be coming in. So Shane is with Bassett Mechanical, but so many companies in Green Bay, and I love this, they take employees and let them go on boards and commissions.
Yeah.
I worked for a place that didn't allow that. It's like, you work here, you're going to work here. But most places are like, you know, if you want to get on this committee or that committee, they didn't like you running for office. But
community involvement is huge.
And he's on the board of the new community shelter. He's also in charge of the golf outing. So we're going to talk to him about that. And, of course, the guys from the dispensary have. There's a lot of charitable things this summer.
We're going to have to warn him about the Gators at that golf outing.
That's true. Right?
You never know.
I don't know if he knows it's Gator Day.
All right. Just got another text from Nancy of Green Bay. My mother listened to Bobby Vinton. Oh. How old is Jim anyway?
Nancy, 18. Okay, good.
I do want to give a quick update on Mino because people are asking about it.
Right.
Skin cancer diagnosis. Went in yesterday finally to have surgery. They got all of it. I think he's got like 10 stitches. You know, and it's whatever.
You know, I heard him talking about, though, Jim, if you hadn't pointed that out, or maybe it's Todd.
It
was me.
Todd saved his life.
No, Jim was like,
let it go, John.
Jim's like, don't worry about it.
Nothing. So he loves to imitate. He thinks he's really good at imitating people. And he's not bad at some of them. But anyway, Al Pacino will be one of them. Now that he's Scarface.
Oh.
Scarface.
He's
never thought about that.
I don't. He's going to love that.
Yeah. No, that's great. He's going to take a couple days off, which is fine. I don't know what he's going to do when you have just stitches. I mean, he can.
Well, he's going to heal.
Right.
He just had surgery.
You can, like, do everything. It's not like you're healing, right? You got stitches. I mean, he can go golf. He can clean. He should start on his apartment.
Okay.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway. All right. I'm glad he's
I cannot there. Find a Bobby Vinton song just, that has just, any tempo.
All right. Let me. Okay.
I should tell you something right there.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, that Todd can't find a song. I'll find one, Todd.
Just got a text from Brian who says, Bobby Vinton conversation or the funeral announcements on WDOR? My choices.
Oh, my God.
Right? Let's move on. Thank you, Brian.
All right. How about the weather? We haven't done the weather yet today. Let's do that. So we give reports from where we have our towers, right? So we have Green Bay. Of course, at 56 degrees, Appleton at 55 and Oshkosh at 54. So, but the high today is 67.
Nice.
But
where do you see 67?
On my phone.
Okay. Nope. High today in the lower 70s, partly sunny with showers possible this afternoon.
Okay. Ah. And we have a good weekend coming up weather-wise here. And I just want to put in a plug for Breakfast on the Farm. Did you?
Yes.
You must have done that a million times when you were a kid, when you were in media,
right? Absolutely.
So did I. And he, they start with a mass at 7 if you want to go.
Uh-huh.
And then at 8 o'clock is when it opens to the public. And they get like 6,000 people there.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how many people go. And it's much more than breakfast, right? You can see all the equipment they have. They just a lot of different educational things. And it's great for kids, great for adults too. So I'm going to be serving breakfast from 8 to 9.
Huh?
I love doing that.
It's so important for people to know and to learn about where the food on our table comes from and how it's produced. And it's a great opportunity to do it.
Yeah, there's some not very encouraging surveys from some kids about where does food come from. You know, they don't know. Like the grocery store.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a fun day. It's a great day. And it's, I'll look up the prices.
I have done a milking contest at Breakfast on the Farm. Yeah, I don't know. Do you remember Heather Hayes? She was
absolutely.
She was an anchor at one of the competition, and we did a milking contest.
She was at 26, wasn't she? Yeah,
and
I won because I
did you
didn't have.
I did
her false nails pinched the cow. And, the cow didn't like it.
Kick in the head.
Cow didn't like it.
I did the grape stomping, but that wasn't Breakfast on the Farm.
Yeah.
That was with your.
Shelley Botot.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you say grape stomping, the first thing I think of is the old Lucille Ball thing from I Love Lucy. I can see you doing that exact sketch. Little hair up in the...
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. So you listen to Connie and the Mayor. We're going to be right back.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News.